Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read?" And he replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers. As he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, they stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which these 3, in opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Gospel of the Lord. I like the first story of Jonah. It's a very interesting story. He wanted to go away from the Lord because he was invited by the Lord to give the message to the city of Nineveh. But he doesn't like. He wanted to go the other opposite side. Although he doesn't want, but God wants. So the story is that the sea was rough, and then they put him into the sea, and then a big fish take him in the fish for 3 days and 3 nights, and then put out nearby the city of Nineveh. God is so good. Although you don't want to do it, really God is helping you. So it's important believing, even at times you don't want to do something. Open heart. If just some occasions comes in, although you decide not to do it, but if opportunity comes, take it. Don't get a second opportunities. It's always important to take the opportunity. Jonah didn't take it, but finally God put him there. So at times we might not want to do something, but if opportunity comes, take it. God is so good. God is a loving Father. He really wishes that we do all things according to His will. So it's all important is believing the will of God is most important in our life. So try to seek first the kingdom of God. That means to do His will, and the rest will be given.